Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Once again, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with the beautiful season of Hajj. Subhanallah. This is a period in which people from around the world of different colors, different races, different languages and different countries all prepare themselves to undertake a journey to the blessed house of Allah Azza wa Jal to perform the ibadah of Hajj, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that upon the people, Allah has made it compulsory to perform Hajj for those who are able to undertake this journey. So subhanallah, millions of people throughout the world yearly say labbaik to this command of Allah and leave their homes, leave their countries to go to the blessed house of Allah to seek the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, and to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, there are beautiful lessons along the way, along each step of this journey for Hajj. Before the Hujjaj come for Hajj, they adorn themselves in the beautiful ihram. The ihram is a simple garment. A simple garment made of two pieces of unsewn cloth for men. Subhanallah, the rich, the poor, the black, the white. Subhanallah, all are equal in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Equality of ours in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our desperation and need in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once more on the plains of Arafah. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal gathers people from different backgrounds in simple clothes where we stand on the plains of Arafah and plead to our Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy upon the entire ummah. Subhanallah. Allah becomes so pleased with this. Entire act of worship of Hajj, subhanallah, brings our minds together, brings us as people together in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and places in our minds that in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal we are all equal, we are all humble, we are all in need of the mercy of Allah, we are all in need of the pleasure of Allah, and we are all in need of the forgiveness of Allah. And this Hajj signifies and shows us the mercy of Allah, that upon the completion of this Hajj, subhanallah, according to some of the narrations of our hadith, the person returning from this journey of Hajj returns without sins. Subhanallah. The rewards of an accepted Hajj is the forgiveness of that person's sins. Subhanallah. How merciful Allah Azza wa Jal is. There are also narrations regarding this blessed journey of Hajj, that this